For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. This is report number 6 from the recent Normal Conference held in San Francisco. Now we hear from Seattle. This is Roger Goodman of the King County Bar Association.
The president of the King County Bar Association had the courage to pen an editorial, which is now celebrated, called Are We All on Drugs? And it's a very eloquent cataloging of the tragic failure of the war on drugs. And out of the woodwork, because of his invitation at the end of the editorial, please contact me if you want to change our drug laws, out of the woodwork came hundreds of professionals like myself. I had left the Sentencing Commission, was back in Seattle to practice law, and literally hundreds of us responded to this, and plenary meetings were called, the county prosecutor and the law professors and half of the Superior Court judges canceled their dockets for the day to, because these petty drug cases are clogging up their caseload. It was such a huge showing that it was decided that task forces would be formed to look at treatment, to look at prevention, to look at the use of the criminal law. And I got involved in this project sort of as a full-time volunteer. And after a year and after a little bit of funding came in, we published a report, got the attention of the legislature, because we were the Bar Association. Key legislators decided to convene a negotiating session. We were at the table, and as a result of that, the next year, Washington State drastically reduced prison sentences for all drug crimes, other than involving weapons and selling to kids and that sort of thing, and I think manufactured methamphetamine was stuck in there. It was a drastic reduction of prison sentences, taking the money we would have spent in prison and putting it into treatment for those, and we're talking about non-marijuana. Again, drug policy reform, I believe, has to be looked at holistically. And then giving judges more discretion on a case-by-case basis, and particularly in King County and west of the mountains, in the more enlightened area of Washington State. The judges don't want to lock up folks, and now finally we gave them the discretion to do that. So that was a major step forward. I actually think it was only a millimeter in the right direction in the larger context, but it was perceived as a major reform, and now other states, through their legislatures, have begun to do the same thing. Stop locking people up, put money to treatment, and give judges more discretion.
If you would like to learn more about this Normal Conference, please visit their website, which is norml.org. They're also putting out podcasts from the event. And you can hear more from the Cultural Baggage and Century of Lies programs by visiting our website, which is drugtruth.net. As I've said 1,000 times, there is no truth, justice, logic, scientific fact, or medical data to validate this drug war, and nowhere is that lack of evidence more glaring and obvious than in regards to medical marijuana. You know this truth. When are you going to do something? Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.